Elissa Walker Campbell. Welcome into the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. That's right. The countdown is on as we are 1 week away from Super Bowl 51 here in Houston featuring the Falcons and the Patriots. Tom Brady looks for his fifth Super Bowl title, and the Falcons, hey, they're still in the hunt for their first Lombardi Trophy. Always so fired up to have one of the amazing talents in our business, and that is from ESPN. It is the great Freddie Coleman. I'm always ready for his hot takes. Are you ready to come to Houston, Freddie?
Oh, I can't wait to have Houston show up for the Super Bowl. And by the way, happy belated and blessed New Year to you,
thank
my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, it's your first time on the show in 2017. And so I wanted to get you on because, you know, you always give some great perspective. Talk to us about this Super Bowl, this matchup between two of these teams. I mean, what do you find is the most compelling storyline?
Boy, Elissa, that's a great question because I think there's so many out there on both sides of the fence. If you're a Patriots fan, I know they would love nothing better for their team to win a fifth Super Bowl championship and then to have the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, and the Lombardi Trophy to Robert Kraft and the MVP trophy to Tom Brady with all that has gone on with these two. But then I also look on the other side, the Atlanta Falcons, and the one thing I was really happy for, the person I was really happy for on Championship Sunday was Matt Ryan and how he played against Aaron Rodgers, because he could walk down practically any street in the country and people look at him and say, boy, that's a nice-looking man. I wonder if he plays sports, not knowing how great of a quarterback he's been in the National Football League. And he's going to be the MVP of the league. I don't think there's any doubt about that, even though there are plenty of candidates. But I was really happy, Alyssa, to see how well he played on that national stage against a national team in Green Bay. I think a lot of people got a clear chance to see that he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL.
You know, Freddie, it's interesting that you talk about Matt Ryan because there's been so much hype about Tom Brady. You know, perhaps is he going to be the greatest quarterback of all time if he gets that, you know, fifth Super Bowl. But Matt Ryan, he has in years past. I mean, he struggled in the postseason. How do you think he's going to respond to the pressure of the Super Bowl? Because it's one thing to win, you know, in a postseason play. But, I mean, in terms of the Super Bowl, that's a completely different platform.
Well, there's definitely pressure on him because anytime you play for a world championship and you're the quarterback of the team playing in that game, was that a special season, there's going to be that pressure. But I don't think Matt Ryan has as much pressure on him as Tom Brady. To go back to your point that if Tom Brady gets number five, I don't think he's going to leave any doubt. There are going to be plenty of supporters out there that will say this clears everything about him being the greatest quarterback of all time. And I said that last Friday on the show that if he gets the number five, he's not just going to be the greatest quarterback of his generation. He's going to be at the front of the line, in my opinion. And it's hard to compare eras because we don't know how he would have played in the era of Terry Bradshaw and Roger Staubach and Johnny Unitas and Otto Graham. And we don't know how those guys would have played in this era. But when you get number five and you do it that way, that kind of really puts you to the head of the line. So that's why I think there's more pressure when it comes to more on the line when it comes to Tom Brady. If Matt Ryan takes him down, believe me, he's going to be the next sports superstar across all platforms. But if he's not able to do that, it's not going to, I think, shake him. If anything, it's going to give him more fuel to get back here and make sure it does not happen again.
ESPN Radio's Freddie Coleman back with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. So talk to me some more, Freddie, about Matt Ryan. I mean, why has this year, you know, been so extraordinary, so special for him, and that he has emerged into one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL? Because he's not had this type of success in years past. He is super Matty.
Well, two reasons. Number one, it's in the second year of the system that Kyle Shanahan has put the Atlanta Falcons as the offensive coordinator, and he's done a great job of having those kind of pieces around Matt Ryan. And I think that's the second reason. He doesn't feel that he has to do everything. It's not just him and Julio Jones trying to make plays. Look at the two running backs that they have in Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman.
Right.
When you have a two-fisted attack like that, now he's able to generate big plays because those big plays can come from everywhere and anywhere. It's not just about trying to find Julio Jones down the field. Mohamed Sanu, he can do some things. Devontae Freeman, he can do some things. Tevin Coleman, he can do some things. The way that offense has been able to hum and not be slowed down by any defense is because Matt Ryan can look at his offense and say, okay, where's the big play going to come from, but I don't have to force the big play. So I think that's two reasons why he's been able to have the season that he's had this year. Number one, second year in that system with Kyle Shanahan. And number two, they have so many explosive playmakers that they're like Noah's Ark. They seem to have two of everything, and it's kind of hard to stop that when he gets going and gets that offense rolling downhill. We saw they did to Green Bay. At one point, that game was 10-0. Then you blinked your eyes, and you would think about, okay, what is Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay going to do in the offseason? Because that was going to happen a lot sooner than expected.
Yes, the Falcons, an offensive juggernaut, no doubt about it. But when we look in, we zero in on Matt Ryan. He's 31 years of age. He's had this record-setting season, and now he's got an opportunity, a very special opportunity, to secure his legacy. What do you think, Freddie? I mean, can he do it? I mean, who do you think he's going to prevail?
I tell you what, Alyssa, I give them more than a puncher's chance. And my heart says that New England is going to win this game because it's hard to go against Tom Brady playing for legacy, playing for championship ring number 5. The motivation is sticking it to the face of Roger Goodell if he wins that championship with the New England Patriots. But also giving Bill Belichick 2 weeks to try to come up with a game plan. I'm going to trust that a little bit more than the Atlanta Falcons winning. But it won't be because they're scared or overwhelmed by the enormity of the moment. They've been waiting for this. They've openly talked about that people don't give them their respect. And they were determined to show everybody that they were the best in the NFC, that it was not the Dallas Cowboys, that it was not the Seattle Seahawks, that it was not the Green Bay Packers. So if they lose to Green Bay, it's not going to be because they were scared of the moment. It'll be because New England was a better football team than the Atlanta Falcons. I think they love the fact that a lot of people don't believe, the majority of people don't believe, that they're going to find a way to win this game. Believe me, that is the message that is in that locker room to show everybody, not just New England, but to show everybody that, hey, we belonged here. We earned our way here, and we're going to show you exactly why we belong here to win this football game.
Well, what I find fascinating about this particular matchup, you know, defense is supposed to win championships. The Patriots, obviously, very sound defensively, but not so for the Falcons. Do you think it's harder to play defense than it ever has in the past in the NFL?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how they do it, Alyssa, to be honest with you, because if you breathe on somebody wrong offensively, forget it. That's 15 yards and a penalty flag against you. I shudder to think how the Joe Montanas and the Dan Marinos would have been able to play in this day and age, knowing that the league rules are so liberal in favor of the offense. I would have given anything to have seen how those guys would have been able to do that. That being said, when you have really terrific defensive minds in this league, and Bill Belichick may be the best defensive mind that this league has ever seen, they're able to not have the rules work against them. They've been able to use the rules to work against offenses. Prime example, last weekend against the Pittsburgh Steelers, Bill Belichick said, Le'Veon Bell's had a great postseason. I'm going to trust that my front seven is going to control him, but I'm not going to let Antonio Brown beat me on the backside. Mm-hmm. He dared Pittsburgh to go somewhere else to try to beat him. And, yeah, it was helped that Le'Veon Bell suffered that groin injury, but he wasn't having a great start to that game anyway. He is so good at making you play to your non-dominant hand. If you're strong right-handed, he's going to make you play left-handed and try to figure that out. That's what he's been so good at. Don't be surprised if he looks at Atlanta and says, okay, who's the guy that can beat us? That guy is not going to beat us today. Somebody else is going to have to do that. He doesn't worry about the rules in place against the defense. He says, what can we do to make our defense work and let the opposing offenses try to figure that out?
Okay, talking about defense and getting off to fast starts, that's going to be so critical for the Patriots because when you face an offense, as you have already highlighted, like the Falcons, that is so explosive, so hot, I mean, you've got to get it right from the go.
Yeah, but you can't allow, put it this way, you have to make Matt Ryan uncomfortable and make him uncomfortable early. You don't want Matt Ryan waking up out of bed, getting the breakfast, and having a great start to his day. No, you want the orange juice to be awful, you want the milk to be sour, you want the toothpaste to not be in the tube. You want him to be uncomfortable from the jump, so all of a sudden he seems like he's playing uphill. The Patriots have been so good at that, making teams play uphill where they don't have their comfort level, they don't have their comfort zone. We saw what they did to Ben Roethlisberger. We saw what they did to the Houston Texans. They are so good all of a sudden that they put that rock in your face and it becomes a boulder, and it's hard to push that boulder uphill. The Falcons have done the same thing. I give them a lot of credit. They did that to Seattle. They did that to the Green Bay Packers. But this is a different deal. The Patriots team, that even you throw a boulder in front of them, they're very good at moving that boulder out of their way and getting comfortable again. I want to see what's going to happen, that they make the Atlanta Falcons uncomfortable early. How they be able to adjust, adapt, and then go forward and make those kind of plays. Because it's not going to be easy, no matter what kind of plays they're going to make. And I think the Falcons are going to make plays. But it's going to be a very hard deal for them to do that because New England puts so much mental and physical pressure on not just offenses, but opposing quarterbacks and offensive coordinators trying to figure that out.
Hey, we are getting you ready for Super Bowl 51 with Freddie Coleman from ESPN Radio. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoined with Freddie Coleman.